Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And they admit that. Love of Rome, Bilderberg Group, and its spokesperson, Klaus Schwab, WEF, says, we're going to get rid of the old system, that's the Great Reset, to build back better, and you're going to have a universal basic income with program tokens that tell you where and how and when you can spend that money. I mean, that is beyond the mark of the beast.
Oh, absolutely, because if anybody understands the world, understands every single system on the planet is absolutely and utterly corrupt. The judicial system's corrupt, the law system's corrupt. The medical systems are now corrupted. Everything's corrupt. So any system that involves humanity at any level is going to have a degree of corruption. And if you think they're going to give you these tokens and it's going to be somehow fair and non-corrupt, you are a idealist at best and an idiot at worst, probably a combination of the two. I often say to people, if you go to a poker game and there's no referee and there's $5,000 at stake, do you think people would cheat without any kind of referee? And people say, well, yeah, probably. So if you understand that people will cheat in a poker game or a basketball game for menial amounts of money without any kind of judge or referee, how are you going to sit and then believe that the most powerful people on the planet to control nations and control entire populaces are not going to cheat and bend the rules? Of course they are. This is human nature. That's absolutely what they're going to do. They're not going to risk losing. So they're going to cheat and lie and be corrupt their entire way. That's the only thing they're interested in is absolute and our power.
Let's talk about something that doesn't get enough attention. Yes, we know we're deplatformed. Yes, we know we're demonized because we're pro-human leaders. Yes, we know the power structure is scared. But I see this all over Instagram, all over Twitter, on the street. Every time I go out, people go, man, I used to be a really big listener. Are you still on air? Only a minority of our hardcore, really smart people go to InfoWars.com or go to your website or understand that they're the ones that have got to get the clips and get them out on their own platforms or on the establishment's platforms. So I know people watching today are like, well, that's common sense. You know, I tell everybody, about Tate's website or Alex Jones's website. But this is a war. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. If the situation was dire and it couldn't be turned around and they'd already won, then they wouldn't need to censor us. No, freedom is incredibly popular, and it's our destiny. And just because evil always tries to take full control and create monopolies doesn't mean it's going to win. In fact, it always destroys itself. So we need to get pre-positioned, as you said, on the upward arc. I believe we're going to get into better times soon. We have to get pre-positioned and realize even the sociopaths out there that keep going along with tyranny, they get way further ahead going against the system. And I think that's going to be the biggest part of the tipping point we've already reached. Not just good people saying no, but even people that are just mercenaries saying, this is a destructive system, this isn't empowering me. So on those two points, I know you've got several websites, and we put them on screen, but it's critical that everyone say, we're all Andrew Tate, we're all Alex Jones, we are all going to promote what is being attacked by the enemy, because we know whatever they're attacking is the antidote to the poison. So I'm going to ask all the viewers and listeners, take this interview and share it. Go to Andrew's website. Go to my site. Share these clips. Take clips out. Show it to your employees. Show it to your boss. Show it to your church. Show it to everybody, because this is what the bad guys don't want you to know. That means it's got to be magnified and amplified. So again, the best site for people to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. You're completely right. The enemy wants you to be lethargic, lazy, and perhaps even distracted with their bullshit entertainment. They don't want you to get out there and do the real groundwork of educating other people and waking them up. And you're right. This is a war, and that's the most important thing that people can do. I can be reached at CobraTate.com. You can go there and sign up to my email list. It's completely and utterly free, where I send out a daily email on world events. I recommend everybody get to CobraTate.com first. I have some other products on there. I have the War Room, which is my private network for people who think exactly like I do, 5,000 people all around the world, which is the War Room. It can be accessed through the website. But CobraTate.com for now, the mailing list is free, and I look forward to speaking to people on there, and I keep the whole world updated with my life.
We got about 6-7 minutes left, and you got to jump on a plane, and I've got to do my Thursday show. We're going to be airing this on the Monday show and posting it to band.video. And so that's the coordinates of victory, folks. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns, as George Washington said back during the Revolutionary War. We are going to win this thing together. Your brother, there was a clip I played a few weeks ago on the show, right when you first got banned, where he read a Bible verse on air and literally said, this is full mobilization. Everybody's got to go to Rumble. You're also done a deal with Rumble. That's beautiful. That's all exploding.
When I say switch to Rumble, let me hit you with Matthew 7:24-7. Everyone who hears hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Everyone says that today the royal family is nothing more than a ceremonial figure, even though they choose the government, have final approval over all legislation, and own half the country. And so while we remember Queen Elizabeth, let us not forget how this incestuous family has used their own children to gain power. Parliamentary lawfare over trading rights between England and Scotland led to the first iteration of the United Kingdom in 1707 and created the legal groundwork for George of Hanover to be crowned King of England and Ireland in 1714. He was 55 years old, married to his first cousin, and didn't speak any English because he was from the German House of Hanover. The English people were not happy about this, and his coronation was met with riots all across the country, followed by years of rebellions. His grandson, King George III, inspired the American Revolution. And when his granddaughter Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, the House of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha took sway over the country. Throughout the First World War, the people of England were questioning the loyalty of the German bloodlines who ruled over them, which prompted the royal family to change their name to Windsor in 1917. 9 years later, Queen Elizabeth was born, who was initiated into the Druid Order in 1946, married Prince Philip of Nazi bloodlines in 1947, and gave birth to Charles in 1948. In 2010, William Coombs, survivor of Canada's infamous residential schools where the mass graves of children were found, claimed to have witnessed Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip visit the Kamloops residential
church. Out there, that's why I published my book with Tony Lyons. He joins us to talk about this. We can also put the book on the screen. I had a copy here with me, but somebody took it off my desk. The Great Reset and the War for the World. I've talked to friends and family in Dallas and Austin who went into bookstores, and in one case, there was five books. By the time she left, there was one book left. She bought one. That's while she was there. And it was a similar story out of Dallas. So thanks for everybody getting this book. It's a political statement to have it. It's the blueprint of the New World Order. They don't want it read. And imagine if this went to number one, which we know it really did. Imagine how big that would be for a cultural statement. But just like they'll steal an election, ladies and gentlemen, they will engage in this type of behavior. But we just get punch drunk to it, Tony, don't we? We just get punch drunk to them engaging in this type of behavior. What would you call it as the publisher of The Great Reset and the War for the World? What would you call this type of activity? And unlike corporate media, we're going to show people the other bestseller lists. We're on multiple top lists. We're number two, and a bunch of others. We're in the top five, top ten, and then doesn't even make the so-called vaunted New York Times bestseller list. That is a total red-handed event, I believe, that just took place. But you're the expert in publishing. What does this really mean?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly what's covered in your book. I mean, this kind of thing is the Great Reset, in that they want to control what you do, what you think, and what you read. And they use their bestseller list as a way to convince people that something is worth reading. So it's a recommended reading list. So this book sold more than any other hardcover nonfiction book in America last week. And it was nowhere on the New York Times bestseller list. So there was a book on that list that sold 3,500 copies. Your book, Alex, sold 9 times as many copies as that book and didn't make it on their list. I mean, it's absolute fraud. And they are telling you, I mean, they are falsely claiming that this book isn't selling well. And it's the best-selling book in America this week. So it's insane, and we need to really fight against it, that the best-selling book in America doesn't make that list. You can't read about it in any mainstream newspaper. It's a total media silence, media blackout. And, you know, your viewers have to recognize what's happening here, that you've written an important book, and the subject matter of the book is exactly what's happening to the book, that they're trying to exercise total control. And what all the big tech platforms do with this kind of book is they don't allow you to advertise for it. They take likes off. They put this kind of friction on it so that it makes it really hard for people to find it. So they play around with the algorithms. So these companies are trying to control what you see, what you do, what you think, everything. And that's what this book is about, and that's why this book is so important.
Tony, you just said it way better than I can say it. I mean, to quantify this, it's number one in nonfiction, number two book in the world, according to Wall Street Journal and according to a bunch of other major lists. The New York Times says, no, yeah, we know we claim something's a bestseller because people believe in the knowledge of the crowd, but we're going to lie to you and tell you other stuff is. I mean, this really is fraud. It's absolutely insane. It shows we'd win the culture war overnight if they would just stop this censorship. It's a very ballsy move.
Yeah, I mean, this is just insane censorship, and they know what they're doing. And I called them up, and I asked them, what's the story here? You can look at NPD BookScan, and you see this monster number. How is it that you don't put it on the bestseller list? And they said, well, the sales didn't meet our standards. So I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, the sales didn't meet our standards. So I said, please clarify that. They then came back and said, it's just about sales. So I said, is this about the fact that it's Alex Jones? Is it about the fact that it's a subject matter that you disagree with? And they said, absolutely not. It's just sales. So they're so used to lying to the American public that they have no qualms about saying something that's so blatantly untrue. There's no way that this is about anything other than the subject matter. They don't want you to read this book. They don't want you to think about this book. They don't want you to believe that this is the best-selling book in America. And it is.
That's just amazing. And what I've anecdotally heard from friends and family about it, you know, the book being at the front of the store but selling out quickly, you were telling me on the phone the other day that, yeah, you're seeing massive orders at the bookstore level. So that's going to really freak out the establishment.
Sure. I mean, they will do everything to make it less likely that people buy this book. You know, like I said, there are going to be libraries that don't carry it. You know, small, privately owned bookstores all across the country are boycotting the book. They're not going to let us advertise for it, like I said before. So all of these different kind of frictions.
So they're in the book business, but they're really in the 1984 business of banning books.
Sure. You know, they specifically say that they won't carry books now that they disagree with. So there are hundreds of bookstores in this country that will not take even a special order. So if you call up a bookstore and say, I want 10 copies of Alex Jones's The Great Reset, they will say, we don't carry that book. We don't want the order. And these are struggling bookstores. So they feel so sort of empowered and so convinced that censorship is the right way to run a business. And, you know, the truth is that if you have a better argument, you don't need censorship. If they could address the claims in this book and disprove them, they would do that, right? I mean, why do they need to try to prevent people from reading the book by playing all these games? If they have a real argument, if they could have a debate with you over these things that are happening in this country. But they don't want debate. They don't believe in debate because they're fascists and they're trying to force you to do what they want you to do and to think what they want you to think.
Well, that's right. I mean, talk about, we're going to go to break, but the Streisand effect, the arrogance of doing this, and I guess they think it's going to work, but it looks like so far it hasn't, thanks to all the great listeners and viewers that have gotten the book. And so this is a real political war here to continue to hammer this out. We come back, Tony Lyons, owner of Skyworks Publishing, they had the courage to put this book out. Number one nonfiction in the world right now. We'll show you some of the actual charts where it's number one and number two, number five, number 10 around the world. Number one nonfiction book in the world right now. A huge success. Freedom is popular. But the tyrants that we're battling, we talk about in this book, are trying to suppress what you can read.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Skyhorse Publishing put out The Great Reset and the War for the World. He was telling me during the break he's never seen anything like it. The New York Times will push titles down, but if a book's number one, they've never taken it out of the bestseller list. This is fraud next level. They claim they're showing you best-selling books. They're lying to you and you're not. The other big charts show number two, number five, number 10, number six. We're going to go over those in a minute, but sir, you've got the floor to lay this out.
Yeah, so in 25 years of publishing books, I've published 59 New York Times bestsellers. I've seen the New York Times play all kinds of games. I've seen them take books that should have been number one and make it number five, make it number seven. But I've never seen them do this, where a book outsold any other book in the country in its category, and they did not put it on anywhere. And then they claimed that it was about sales. I mean, that is an absolute fraud on the American public. And, you know, if you look at some of the blurbs that we got for this book, you know, look, I want to just read a couple of things that people said. So Tucker Carlson said, if Alex Jones is just a crackpot, why are the most powerful people in the country trying to silence him? So you see that here, that the New York Times is trying to silence him, that, you know, every major newspaper is trying to silence him, that the government doesn't want you to read this book. And why is that? It's because they're afraid of the message in this book. Stephen Bannon says that people should read the book. Read the book and decide for yourself. You know, that's, you know, what people need to do, what they need to have the right to do in a democracy is get real information. And, you know, what's happened over the last 2 years is that we've been told that the government or that big tech companies want to protect us from misinformation. But what it's really come down to is that they just want to tell their narrative and they want to get rid of every other narrative. And that's what Alex Jones is talking about in this book, that we have to protect freedom. And there are a bunch of things that you can do to help get this message out. So I would like people to go onto Facebook, to go onto YouTube, to go onto Instagram and say that the New York Times is committing the worst kind of fraud on the American public, that they took the number one best-selling book and they didn't list it anywhere. And that has to be called out. And people have to be alerted to the kinds of things that are happening, that all the big tech platforms now have been enlisted by the government to shut out any kind of dissent, that they're trying to prevent what they call confusion, and they're using what they call friction, which is de-emphasizing books, delisting books, making it harder for people to find things. And one of the ways that they do that is by keeping it off bestseller lists.
A very bold move. They're afraid of this because it's a countervailing narrative to their globalist narrative. They don't want a debate to be about a bunch of multinational corporations announcing the end of freedom.
Right. So, but what's really so shocking there is that exactly the same kinds of things that you're describing in this book are being used against this book. And they are truly, you know, trying kind of tooth and nail, doing everything they can do to get you not to get, you know, viewers and readers not to read the book. And I think you're going to see that more and more in the coming days. This is a playbook that they've described in pamphlets that they put out, where they say that they're going to partner with all kinds of places, that the government's going to partner with big tech companies to make sure that the general public doesn't get any misinformation. And anytime you hear that word now from the government, it should be a red flag. that this book is not misinformation. This is a narrative that they don't like. And if they have a good argument against the thoughts in this book, they should come out and make those arguments. They should disprove what Alex Jones says, not censor him. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it has to stop.
And we're unlike corporate media. We'll actually show you the real list. I've got the Wall Street Journal. I've got a bunch of others here. Number 2, Wall Street Journal. Number 2, Publishers Weekly. Number 10, USA Today, which includes all categories, including textbooks. Not even shown on the New York Times bestseller list. Total fraud. Here's the actual number. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Wall Street Journal made it the number 2 book. And the claim that I saw there was that there were about 6,000 copies sold that didn't actually get shipped because the book was selling so quickly in a 4 or 5 day period. So something like 36,000 were ordered, but only 30,000 shipped. So maybe the Wall Street Journal wasn't playing games there. That's kind of hard to tell. But the New York Times, clearly this is a game, this is fraud, and they're really struggling to tell their readers one narrative and to make sure that you don't get any other narrative, that you don't know the truth, you don't know what's selling, you don't know what people believe, you don't know what people are interested in. And if they can do that with a book, they can do it about anything. So you have to look at any story that a place like the New York Times publishes and wonder whether that itself is real misinformation, where they're just telling a story because they want you to believe that story, not because it's factual, not because it's based on research, and not because it's based on, in this case, the number of copies sold.
Well, Tony, I want to commend you and thank you for your courage. And the fact I've been interviewing you for many years. I've at InfoWarsStore.com, we sold hundreds of titles, like Robert F. Kennedy's book that came out that was huge. And you said, hey, let's do this. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. And your courage doing this, because obviously you're going to get targeted. You're going to be attacked for what you've done. But regardless of your political bent, this is just pro-freedom to do this. And so I'm just blessed that you've been here, you've been involved in this. But I guess in closing, did you even expect the censorship to be this intense?
I did not think in my wildest dreams that they would totally keep it off the bestseller list. I mean, I've seen a lot of you know, stories coming out of the New York Times that I believe are just untrue. And I've seen all kinds of games on big tech platforms to make it less likely that you can buy something. But they are getting to the depths of corruption and of censorship. And, you know, this is something that I'm going to fight against for the rest of my life. I mean, people have asked me whether I'm afraid of standing up to these powerful forces that want to control what people think and read. And my position is, I would be afraid not to. I would be afraid to live in a world where I couldn't and wasn't willing to fight against these kinds of things. And I'm glad to be partnering with you on this book because I've seen that you are fighting against these same kinds of forces.
We got 50 seconds left. As negative as this is and as sad as it is, they're showing themselves. We forced them out in the open. And so I think in the end we're going to win because now they're acting like complete and total tyrants.
Yeah, because this is so blatant that people ought to realize it. And that's what's happened during this whole 2-year period now, that there's been so much censorship, so much deplatforming of sort of doctors and scientists and writers and anybody who disagrees with a very specific narrative. And so what's happened is you went from sort of a counterculture of people who, you know, didn't believe the New York Times narrative or the U.S. government narrative on certain subject matter.
Tony, now, don't hang up. I got Alex Stein popping in briefly from Tucker Carlson. I'm going to come back to you. Do one more segment.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and test us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
All right, here's the bottom line. This isn't even about bringing in money. It does some of that. It's about culturally having the number one book and the people exposing Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset of the New World Order and the Death Star plan of their operation. And that's why it was the number one book. And that's why the New York Times censored it when they're supposedly the most prestigious group that tells you what America's reading and what the people think. That's a fraud on their readers, on their supporters. But we're not going to give up. This is already a huge victory against their tyranny. The Great Reset and the War for the World. And there are a lot of important places to get it, but wherever you get it, call your bookstores when it sells out, ask for more. Do your Christmas shopping. Don't battle the crowds. Don't wait, you know, months and drive around in all the traffic. Just order 5, 6, 7 copies of the book right now at Amazon.com or InfoWarsStore.com or Skyhorse or Barnes & Noble, wherever, and know that it's a revolutionary act to share this book, that the enemies of free speech are scared of it. Piss in the face of the New York Times. Let them know you're aware of what they've done, because believe me, they're scared of the fact that I have the number one Joe Rogan podcast, three of them. They're scared of the fact that freedom is so popular, and they don't want to recognize that you recognize the truth and justice and freedom. Plus, the information in this book is insane. It's their own words. It's their own admissions. It's like Hitler wrote Mein Kampf saying what he would do, but people ignored it. We're showing you in their own words what they said they would do, and they're doing it. This is like their Mein Kampf, but I wrote it for them to bring them down. The Tony Lyons in closing, how do people beat the censorship? How do they defeat it? The system's scared of this weapon. Everybody should use this book as a rallying point right now, because that's what it is.
Definitely. I mean, buying this book is an act of rebellion against the things that are described in this book. And they are using the methods that are described in this book against the book itself. So like I said, if you have a better argument, and I mean the New York Times, if the New York Times has a better argument, they don't need to censor the book. They're afraid of the book. They can't answer the allegations. They must know that they're true. But, you know, for the New York Times, which is a news organization, to do everything they can to lie to the American people about the sales of a book in its first week, you know, that's what have we come to as a country? And, you know, like you were saying, there are periodicals that come out. This is one that says that they're going to do all these kinds of things. This is from the U.S. Surgeon General, and it basically says that they're going to have these kind of public and private partnerships, the kinds of things described in this book, to stifle dissent, to make sure that you can't get other ideas, other narratives. So this is an important book. I would like you guys to go onto social media to tell the world what's going on here. This was the best-selling book in America, and the New York Times is not listing it, not reviewing it, not saying a word about it. And, you know, Alex Jones has an important message that people have to read, and I would like to read Joe Rogan's blurb about Alex Jones. It says, Alex is right about far more than he's wrong about. He's the most misunderstood guy on the planet. So all the people who think that they disagree with you, Alex, they have to read this book. That's what happens in a democracy. If you're going to say you disagree with a book, you have to read it, you have to think about it, and then make a better argument. And everybody else, all of you people who have already bought copies and who know what Alex Jones stands for and what he said in this book, you should, like I said, go on social media, tell the world what's going on here, and expose all of these.
Yes, you're right. More importantly than just buying another copy to give us a gift, and that's important, is to now tell people why you got the book and do a review on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and exercise your free speech and say, I read the book, here's what I think. And I'm trying to think of a headline for this show that we're live right now, but we're here part of it tomorrow after the Andrew Tate interview we're going to premiere. But, I mean, it's breaking. New York Times caught in massive censorship scandal, suppresses number one book in the world for political views. I mean, this is a big deal, and they're trying to just normalize they can do stuff like this. No, it's not normal. That's what tyrants do. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. Mao did it. Fidel Castro did it. Hugo Chavez did it. They try to just normalize this type of crap. This is outrageous.
People have to know that when they go on the internet now, they can see things that aren't true. When they read the New York Times, they can read things that just blatantly aren't true. You know, you can have a book that, you know, doesn't have any likes, for example, because the specific platform doesn't like that book, so they take the likes down. So we've seen that in book after book. But this book so far, it's got more than 500 reviews, and they're, you know, almost all 5-star. So the people are speaking. The people who are actually reading the book
That's
are really
too on Amazon, like a 99% positive rating. I mean, this thing's getting 5 stars everywhere.
Yeah, so we have to watch it closely to make sure that they don't start taking down any of those, because that's what they've done in the past. And we have to hold their feet to the fire, hold the mainstream media's feet to the fire, that they have to cover the stories that people really care about, and they have to write about the books. And like I said, even if they disagree, they have to make an argument of why they disagree.
Well, that's right. And Tony, something we saw started about 10 years ago, but now it's almost everywhere. All these big newspapers, almost all of them got rid of comments. Now YouTube, a pro-Alex Jones quote or a pro-Robert F. Kennedy Jr. quote, by somebody may have 10,000 likes. It's way down the bottom. Something with 5 dislikes is the top saying a bad thing. YouTube even admits they put negative stuff up on top. So this is at every level. They're trying to stop the average person from having their voice heard. And this book is a major rallying point in that fight.
That's a great point that you brought up, because with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, the number one review was written by Dr. Mercola, and it had something like 7,500 likes. And that was just taken down. So now the top positive review has only 59 likes, and the top negative one has 2,500.
I mean, I see it all the time. They'll have some article that I have child porn. It's totally not true. And then they'll have some dude with 500 likes at the top and somebody with 20,000 views cut out. I mean, this is organized brigades of fraud going on as the establishment tries to suppress human will.
This is, you know, this is the Ministry of Truth. This is 1984 happening before our eyes. And that's what this book is about. That's what The Great Reset is about. It's about all of these incredible processes that have been instituted in this country to take away your freedom.
And now they're trying to make it permanent. So in closing, it's critical. Everybody, folks, why battle the lines and the traffic and all of it? Seriously, this is a serious war. I just want to stay on air and beat these people. Go get 5-10 copies in your Christmas shopping now. Where is the best place for people to go buy the book where it sells so many copies? Because we're just counting the weeks since it came out. It had even way more sales than pre-order, and they're ignoring those. But you're almost saying more important than regular listeners buying more copies is just do a review.
Right, definitely. Go on to Amazon, go on to BarnesandNoble.com, go on to Target.com, and write a review and make sure that it stays there. And then also write about, like I said, the New York Times, write about these things that are going on. And if you see them playing games, write about that. If you put a review up and it gets taken down, write about that. Put it on Instagram. Put it on Facebook.
That's right.
Put it on
They're
Twitter.
Scared of this book being a rallying point, which it already is. So let's make it a battle point to get all the sheeple to go read it and find out. Just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, this is a very important book. Tony Lyons, thank you for being a visionary. Thanks for getting me to write the book. And God bless you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Wow, that was powerful. I got one more segment I'm going to do with some other news I want to hit. We're going to come back and cover it. But, man, the New York Times has never done this before. They are so scared. What is it in the Great Reset and the War for the World they don't want you to see?
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're live. And Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m., live. Then Sunday live with Owen Schroyer, Christy Lee, Harrison Smith, and others. That's coming up here in just a few minutes with your calls and a bunch of other news. All right. I meant to play this Friday. I didn't get to it. I'm going to play it now. Alex Stein. A lot of people were thinking, oh, this guy's just a troll. Oh, this guy, you know, what's he doing? He's very smart. They killed his mother with the COVID hospital garbage. And I told you, watch this guy carefully, because he's the type of people that the bad guys are getting off the bench with their activity. So he went out and trolled to get a massive following, and now he's showing you the intellectual he is. And when I'm in Connecticut with the next show trial, not this week, but next week, he'll be hosting one of the shows here, and he'll show you the real Alex Stein. That's why in his first phase, when he was here months ago, I said, stop it and show me who you really are, because I knew. And he said later, he goes, not yet. But now he is showing them, and he's a very smart guy, and that's what I've been waiting for, is other men and women that have the power to take down the New World Order. I'm waiting for you. And I'm starting to see it. So it's very, very exciting. We're going to win this, folks. We already are winning intellectually, but it's going to get a lot rougher before we turn the tide. That's the way history works. But here he was last week on Tucker Carlson laying out the mind control, the trauma-based mind control.
And then, you know, we have to get conspiratorial, and we look at the Iran-Contra. The CIA was trading drugs with Nicaraguans for guns. We were giving them guns, and then they were taking that cocaine, and they were flying it into Mena, Arkansas, which Bill Clinton happened to be the governor of that state. And they were taking those drugs, and they were putting them in Florida. They were putting in California, Freeway, Ricky Ross. So they created the crack epidemic. So the people, the same people that did that, they're creating the problems that we have today. So it's just a new drug for a new era.
Amazing.
Not really. So, it's
no,
scary.
No, no.
I know what you mean. I know you mean that sarcastically.
Yeah, no, but it's just interesting because, I mean, I grew up in a world where, and I, speaking for myself, I actually believe that conspiracy theories were the way that dumb, uninformed people explained a complex world.
Yeah.
If you couldn't understand what was actually happening, you resorted to a conspiracy theory, and that was a mark of a low IQ.
Of course.
Now, I always think this, the more informed, the smarter the person, the more likely they are to be connecting the dots that you're connecting. So you grew up in a world where people just like assumed that the system was not on the level, I think.
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance. It's like, you know, the government is, you know, has done corrupt stuff. You know, there's classified levels of intelligence that you'll never be a part of. But you have cognitive dissonance thinking that the government has your back. They don't. It's a personal people control system. They want to control us. And that's one of the biggest parts of why they want to keep you depressed, because Tucker, when you're constantly depressed, you're in what is called fight or flight. So your hormone response is constant cortisol, and that's why Brian Stelter, those guys that constantly have the ticker on CNN, how many people die, because people get addicted to that hormonal response. And once you're in that fear state of fight or flight, you can't see the forest for the tree right in front of your face.
Yes.
So then they can literally, like a dog with a treat, they can make you do whatever you want. And that treat is just more trauma, what I call trauma-based mind control, just more fear tactics in order to control you. So that's what's happening now, is the mainstream media, not you, but the most of the mainstream media uses fear to control us. And that's the same mechanism that the government uses.
I couldn't agree more.
So three big takeaways. And what are they? There's even more than that in 2 minutes, but what are the takeaways? Become aware of the globalist operation. Step outside their propaganda. See how they're controlling you. Become conscious of it. And Tucker Carlson, I used to think people that were conspiratorial were wrong. Now I see that's the real world view to understand this, because that's what we're dealing with. We don't have altruistic good leaders that want to build a better society for their children and your children. We have bad people. During a good cycle, that normally is true, but not during corrupt cycle. Was Hitler out for your own good? Was Stalin? Was Mao? Was Genghis Khan? No. So stop being a chump. And so those are two of the big takeaways, but what's the third takeaway? There's more than one way to skin a cat. And what Alex Stein has done, going out and trolling them and doing all this to build up a big audience and then attack them with intellectual information, that's what I did. And I really wasn't conscious about it the first 10 years, but on air 28, 29 years, but now that's where we are. And I'm like a man that's been out in the ocean, thrown off a ship for a day, swimming for his life, finally finding an island to rest, because that's what I love seeing. Is the Joe Rogans, the Tucker Carlsons, and the Alex Steins waking up and getting hardcore and realizing that the tyranny's real, because that's when our real mission has been complete. We are the men and women in the arena. Now, I'm coming in tomorrow to do the first hour, and then we're going to have Andrew Tate, the biggest exclusive interview, and more after that. I'm going to fly up to Dallas on my buddy's helicopter tomorrow at noon, so I can get to the studios of Steve Crowder and do his huge show. I'll be back in the evening. But tomorrow's going to be a big show. But tomorrow, in the first hour, I'm going to hit the news I didn't get to and all the other breaking news like this. Boy, this story on the London Guardian says it all, doesn't it? Guns brought through credit cards in the U.S. will now be trackable. You're already giving info to the ATF. You're already going through a background check. Why will they say, at all gun shops and all sporting goods stores be put in a database? Because they're going to use that database against you outside of law. That's corporate governance. That's the universal credit score. That's the social credit score. That's their plan, and that's so damn illegal. And the governors and Congress and others should be acting, and they will. But this is the enemy making their move, and tomorrow we'll be covering it. This story out of MSN. This robot catches grandma before she falls. So a robot follows grandma around to make sure he doesn't fall. It surveils grandma. It watches grandma. It controls grandma. It's the AI takeover. You see that right there. That's the next level of the home assistant. 1,100 plus athletes die from sudden death. The majority just in the last year and a half. And some good news. I meant to get to this, but judge tells White House to turn over emails from KJP, Fauci, to social media platforms where they've been directing censorship. Yeah, you can censor if you want as a platform, but not in coordination with the government. That's illegal. We'll be talking about this and this big clip tomorrow. Senator Hawley puts entire Biden regime on notice. An army of whistleblowers has produced evidence that exposes their entire program. And I've got the articles here where they call it sleeper cells with Project Veritas, how they see themselves as agents working against the American people. We need more Josh Hawleys. We need more. Like the new conservative leader who's got the votes to beat Trudeau up in Canada, Pierre Poilievre. But I'll say this very briefly. This is a fundraiser. This is how we stay on air. It's not a founder coin. The first three coins were founder coins, and all founders are getting special access and benefits that only they get via their email that I'm not going to talk about on air. It's inside baseball. It's Fight Club stuff. Well, this is the fourth coin that is a fundraiser coin that is a piece of history, and there's only 10,000 of these, and we need to stay on air. Plus, it's amazing. The man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt coin. Teddy Roosevelt on the front, on the back, a gladiator, the man in the arena. What an incredible piece of history. What a collector's item. Many of the previous coins are selling for 3-4 times what we sold them for. It is pure 999 silver, silver round, citizen of republic, man in the arena coin. And the markup you see on them is to keep us on the air and launch special projects. So thank you all for your support. All three of the other coins kept us on air. This coin will take us to the next level. And even though folks that bought the first three coins get exclusive content and special deals and other products and so much more that pay you back within a month for what you did, those emails have already gone out where folks that are founding members get this coin for like $39 less than retail. We're going to have subscription services that are free to you. We're going to have films. You get everything. This is so important. So, even though it's not a founding member coin, we're going to give founding members benefits to everybody that gets the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin at 1776coin.com. It's not available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's exclusively available at 1776coin.com. That takes you to PatriotCollectibles.com. So get your Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin, historic. Truly be in the arena. Keep us on air in the fight. Get your Teddy Roosevelt coin. Man the arena now at 1776coin.com. These will sell out quick. Thank you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.